Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 20th of April, and I am recording at 9:52 p.m., and that is British Summer Time here in London. Well, stock markets are firmer in here today, or have been firmer, maintaining their mostly sideways trading ranges. Tech indices remain especially firm, and they're near the higher side of their ranges. Conversely, financials have been weaker, but interestingly, they steadied today. Perhaps notably, the S&P 500 Banks Industry Group did not maintain or extend a small break beneath recent range lows. Although this is not yet conclusive technical evidence of a downside failure or recovery, they'd have to see a little bit of follow-through here tomorrow and early next week to indicate that. Going back to the tech, if we see upside breakouts that are maintained and extended from these ranges, that would be a good bullish overall sign, because tech has also has often been a leader here overall. Now, what about individual markets? Well, the UK FTSE 100 is currently somewhat weaker, but that's mainly due to declines in some big weighting commodity shares, which are listed in London, but they don't really reflect what's going on in the UK economy overall, which is, and the shares that do reflect that have been quite steady overall. Just looking through at a few of the global indices, I'd already said that stock markets are mostly firmer here today. Hong Kong Hang Seng Index had the best gain in Asia. That was up nearly 1%. Again, small gains for a majority of the other markets, and a few small losses in the Asia Pacific region. Looking at the European indices, best gain is the French CAC index, up 1.48%. The other moves were really quite tiny. Well, I say that, but the Euro Stoxx 50 index, that was up but just over half a percentage point. Everything else, I say, though, very, very small. Very small gains, I'll put it that way. And Wall Street had a reasonably good day today. It was the U.S. indices were up about 1% for most of the day. It just gave up a little bit of that at the close. So between 0.85 of a percentage point to 0.92 of a percentage point across the bigger indices. So again, not a bad performance here today, but not significant. So the question really is, what would change this environment where stock markets look like they're treading water? And the obvious answer on the upside would be stronger GDP growth and better earnings. But what we do know is that growth slowed in the first quarter, and earnings often dipped. Or where they are higher, it's not always reflecting greater sales. Looking at other factors that would be relevant here, U.S. 10-year bond yield, that's only 2.23%, slightly higher at that level here today. Now, that's really not going to frighten equity investors. As a matter of fact, that's a moderately favorable background, although I think equity investors would take fright if bond yields continued to fall in here, because that would provide further evidence of economic weakness, at least as indicated by the bond market overall. On the other hand, bonds look a little overbought in here right now. They might well see those yields push a little bit higher, but we're not going to have a serious concern until they're up above 3%, and we're a long way away from that right now. And there's a good chance that the Fed will delay the next rate cut. That's what people are talking about, the possibility of a June hike. Delay the next rate hike, I think I said. It looks like the Fed is might hold off in June, and that's what people are starting to talk about, and what the lower bond yield actually indicates. Now, crude oil remains mostly in the low $50 range. That's comfortable as far as global stock markets are concerned. It's not too comfortable for the oil producers, but equally, it's not a disaster. What I'm wondering about and expect we might see is that Aramco, that's the big Saudi oil company, you know, they've got a partial float of that company. They need money, and that they will almost certainly try to jawbone, or one way or another, encourage the crude oil market to move a little bit higher to get a somewhat better price on that flotation. Incidentally, when that flotation is announced, I mean, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. State-controlled industry, they would have your interests, your best interests at heart. And on a long-term basis, I think that oil prices will be moving lower, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them just ranging sideways, as we've seen for much of last year and most of this year. Extremes, sort of $40 to the downside, 60 to the upside. We could see that certainly over the lengthy, certainly over the short term, and quite possibly the lengthy medium term. So overall, that's not a hostile environment for equities, and it's enabling them to maintain much of the Trump rally that that we have seen. Elsewhere, currencies, quiet for the most part. The dollar index was softer earlier today, but it's now at 99.80, so that's a little firmer, but still below that psychological 100 level and well below the highs up at the 106 level. Very effective jawboning by Donald Trump to keep the dollar in check by saying it's overvalued. And our view, though, is that over the medium to longer term, we will see that dollar index move higher. But clearly, it's not happening in here today. And among commodities, well, some interesting developments here today, despite the dollar not really doing much to inspire some trades in these markets. But palladium, in particular, has had a good day. That's up over $24 to $800. And looks like silver's a little lower, 15 cents lower to, it's at $18 overall. And platinum up 11 to $981. And gold, which has been certainly among the steadiest, so look quietly firm in here today. It's up $1.70 here right now on after hours trading. That puts it almost at $1,282. And some of the agricultural commodities a little bit softer in here today, particularly coffee. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.